Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin, we're up to Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara here is finishing off the sugya of Minoha Milsad Amr Abanan Dazlina Basaruba. The Gemara had started on Yud Aleph from an Aleph. How do we know that we go Basarayiv? The Gemara says, Ruba de Issa come on, you know, from Acher Ab Mahatais. But the Gemara said that Stavka Ruba de Issa come on, a rave that you could count, Mashenkin and Ruba de Lesser come on, a rave that you don't have the count of exactly what's what. It's just, it's a svar or a teva that there's a rave, but it's Lesser come on, maybe you don't go bas a rave. So the Gemara brought a lot of different makayers from different dinim of the Torah that's mukhach that you go bas a rave. The Gemara brought from Karbanis that how do you know it's not a trefa? It wouldn't be possible to check because you have to, you can't cut it up so much, or you can't break the bones of the carbon Pesach, or an egg larufa, which you can't check because it has to be shalim, or a paraduma that has to be shalim. So all these cases, or a zazel which has to be shalim, so all these cases are cases that you go basarev to say it's not a trefa, and it can't be that you check it for different reasons. Some of the Gemara blibled it, some of the Gemara did not. And the Gemara brought a rai sosa from Aviv, that how do you know it's his father, must be go basu raiv, because raiv bilas aleich achar abal, and from Edom Zayman. And then the last raiv the Gemara brought, it's on the banam of Yad Aleph and Mebeis, Rav Ashi Omar Issa Mishchita Atzma. You learn that from Shchita? The Omar Rachmana Shchait Vachel, the Torah says you could shecht and eat, for lecha shema b'makam nekev kashachet, maybe at the place that you're shechting, it wouldn't be possible to do bedika, because maybe at the place that you're shechting, there's already a hole there in the veshet, and you're not going to see it after you shecht it because you slice through the place where there's a hole, but there was a hole there before. So how are you allowed to shecht and eat? It must be because you go basarayv. So Rashi said, he told us to Rav Kana, and Rav Kana had a problem that's not a raya, and the chayyah, this would also be a tshuva on all the other rayas the Gemara brought. Maybe when it's possible to go to check, you mechuyev to check, and you only go basarayv when it's impossible to check. What's the raya from the pasuk that even if it's possible to check, you also go basarayv? And the Gemara brings a raya that there's a chilek if it's possible, impossible. Dilei teimachi, because if you don't say it, l'rameyeh dechayish lemyuta, Hachanami d'leochel bisra. Remeya holds that you don't go basarayv. Remeya holds you have to be chayshish for meat. So he didn't eat meat. He should be chayshish every time, every single behema to the meat of treifus. And the Gemara says, v'chi teima achinami. Maybe anechinami. Maybe Remeya didn't eat meat. So Pesach v'kachim ayikul emema. What are you going to do with the carbon Pesach v'kachim, which you have to eat? What are you going to do? How are you going to eat it? What happened to the problem of chayish lemiyuta? Ella must be hecha de efsha efsha, hecha de loy efsha loy efsha. It must be according to a mei that's chayish lemuta. You make a chilek. When it's possible to check, then you chayish lemuta. When it's impossible to check, then you lay chayish lemuta. So hachanami hecha de efsha efsha, hecha de loy efsha loy efsha. So you don't have a raya from shchita, because you only proved you go basarayv when it's loy efsha, but you didn't prove that you go basarayv when it's efsha. Now, l'chayre, this taina against the limud of roiv from Shkita is also a taina against the limud of all the other limudim of roiv that the Gemara brought. Because all those cases are cases of l'yefshir. Hagufa, that's why we know you go basarayv. The pasuk never says anything with the klarkai. But the Gemara brought a raya that you can't be baidik. And the Gemara says here that you can't bring a raya from l'yefshir to efshir. So Rashi tells the Chabad, and Rashi says, either it's halacha l'meishim misinai, that you go basarayv, even when it's efshir, or acharam lahatayis is mashmarayv, and the Gemara held that there's no good svarat imachalik between Ubed Issachaman and Ubed Lesachaman. It's a little bit shverim shat that the Gemara only asks this kasha and Ravashi that wanted to learn it out from Shchita Atzma, and Ravashi just mechadish a new chash, which the Gemara didn't mention before, adoma b'makam nekev shachit. And here the Gemara said a chilti nefshin lefshin, but all the other cases before, he had chayit exactly the same taina. Rav Kana himself, who had this taina, he himself had a limud from asim ha'yugis and nefesh before. And Levi has a as a pilpul on this inyan. Al kopanim, for Rashi is mashmei nechinami. This is a tain on all the different limudim of Reif. Now, Taisus and the Rishonim ask a kasha, with the Gemara ask a kasha, according to a mei that's chayish lemiyuta, how did he meet? V'chi teima achinami. V'chi teima achinami l'chari means he didn't eat meat. How is that miyushiv? The pasuk says clearly that you're allowed to eat meat. The pasuk of basa taiva, kisav v'nafshecha lechol basa, v'savachta v'chalta, chalavas nafshecha teichol basa. The pasuk says clearly you can eat meat. So why do we have to go to Pesach and Kachim? Once Rashi mentioned the problem that you have to go basa roiv, because otherwise, vilma b'makam nekev shachit, you could bring a rai from Shkita Gufa, like he says, because it's a mamash and mafurish a pasuk that you could eat meat. So the three malchim had to answer this kasha. Taisus holds that Rameya, that's chayish lemiuta, is not midaraisa. It's midarabanan. Midarabanan Rameya is chayish lemiuta. So Rameela, when Rav Ashi said that Asher Mishkita Atzma Enechanami, the ikad din that you go basarayv, avadi you know from Shkita Atzma, that since the Torah was mate basa taiva, was mate shchita, is Rameela, that's a raya, you go basa raya, and you don't say, b'makam nekev shachet. And now the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to the chilev between efshir and loy efshir. So the Gemara was bringing from a maid that's chayish lemiuta, that's a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, maybe ain't a chanami, even though the Torah was matter basa taiva. But midarabanan, you chayish lemiuta, so midarabanan, you can't eat meat. Stop, it's us to eat meat, period, because every time you have to be chayish lemiuta, b'makam nekev shachet. And that the Gemara didn't have a raya on, except for Pesach v'kachim. And since you see the Rabbanan never asked Pesach v'kachim, is a raya that mean the Rabbanan there is a chilti in efshir and layefshir. And Taisus says, so the Gemara is saying like this, just like a coin to Rabbi Meir, that there's a din mid Rabbanan to be chayish lemiuta, and you see that the Rabbanan were never geyser when it was layefshir. V'har raya, because otherwise you'll never be able to eat meat. And v'chi teimach and ami takanal and eat meat, but otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to eat Pesach and kachim, and there's no such thing of adi Pesach and kachim. Elamai, the Gzeir de Rabbanim, was Dafka Mayevshir. So who had din the din de Raisa of going Basarayv? You can only bring a Raya from the Pasuk's by Efshir. You have no Raya to Loyevshir. So Agav, this interesting Rashash. Rashash brings a Raya from this Taisus. It's a famous Taz. It's in a few places. He has it in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. Simon Tavkov Peivav to explain why Chazal were not geizer by Mila B'Shabbos, Gzeirus Shemei Avirenu Dalan Amis. And he says in other places, a few other places in Shulchan Aruch, and he says he is saying that anything that's mefurish in the Torah to be matter, Chazal can't be geizer, can't ascertain it. Because that's called that Chazal could be eiker, that's called Chazal being eiker davim in a Torah. Chazal can make a siyug Torah, they can't be eiker davim in a Torah. Anything that's mefurish in the Pasuk to be matter, Chazal can't ascertain. So Shash says, Taisus learned up v'chi teimach inami that you can't eat meat means midarabanan you can't eat meat. And the Gemara's whole raya that that's not true is because you see Pesach and Chachim you could eat. Taisus there was a havamina that it's awesome midarabanan to eat meat. And eating meat is mefurish in the Pasuk at Smutta. That's what the Pasuk says. Basa taiva, kisav v'nafshech lechol basa v'zavachta v'achalta. So since the Gemara had a havamina that maybe there is an issa midarabanan to eat meat, I'll laugh that the Pasuk says mefurish, that it's mutter to eat meat, there's a raya that Al-Kapanim and Tais is not like the Taz. That even something which is mefurish in the Torah Lahatir, it is shayach that the Rabbanan should ask with the Gzeira. Chaya good ara. But another shtarka ara, which the Leivari and the Rami Sada ask, so lechayr and svarit, you should be out in the chalti in the Rabbanan and the Raisa. The Gemara asks the kash on the limudim that you go basarayv, that maybe the limud that you go basarayv is dafka by layefshir. And by efshir you don't go basarayv. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a rayin as the chilik layefshir and efshir. Because when the Rabbanan said the yechayish lemuta, they only said it by layefshir, not by efshir. Chayek zeir the Rabbanan that you don't go basarayv. So, makes sense. The Rabbanan were geyser when it was efshir, not when it was layefshir. But if deraisa the kedin mi deraisa, if roiv is a beer, mehecha teisa mi deraisa, there should be a chilek efshir lo efshir manavshach. If the tire is machshav roiv is a beer, so who cares that it's efshir? It's a chayim much bigger chiddush to mechalek between efshir and lo efshir by deraisas than by derabanas. Derabanas pasha, derabanas made exeir, derabanas made a chumra, so they limited it to a case of efshir. But at the tire, You should only be able to medayik from the Torah when it's efshir, not by, when it's loyefshir, not by efshir. That's a much bigger chiddush. Abyssal shredded tesis. Alkabanim dash teitin tesis. And that's the first answer to the kasha, that how could the Gemara have a havimina? That any chinami, according to Ramei, you're not allowed to eat meat. The Torah says you're allowed to eat meat. Zak tesis min arvani, you're not allowed to eat meat. That's what the Gemara meant. And the Gemara is being a raya that a seivi legabe the din der abanav cheshinul muta zechilik efshin. Like efshin, who a din legabe the din der raisa that you see, you go by seivi the raisa, there should be a chilik efshin like efshin. So the magia on the side is mitzayin the taisim peivavim and beis. It's interesting because Ramei and Nacham also argue if you say smaych muta lechazak of ishele ruba. There's a machlekes Ramei and Nacham if cheshinul muta. When you have a roiv, you have to be chayish lemiut. And like the Gemara says, that's the afkin case where it's efshir. When it's loy efshir, even Ramei says you go basarev. And then there's another case. There's a shayla, but the case is smaych muta lechazak of ishele ruba. When you have a roiv on one side and a chazak on the other side, the rabbanon hold ruba vechazak a ruba adif. And when you have a roiv on one side, a chazak on the other side, the roiv cancels out the chazak. You don't go basa chazak. The roiv is peshit the shayla, and memela, you don't go basa chazak. Chazak is when there's a suffix. When you have a roiv, the roiv is peshit the shayla, ruba vechazak a ruba adif. But Ramei says no. Ramei says, smaych miyuta lechazak of israel ruba. When you have a roiv on one side and a chazak on the other side, the miyut teams up with the chazak and it becomes a suffix. And the Gemara is mavur, even the cooler Rebbe says this. Even the cooler Rebbe holds it's a Safik Ashakal, and even the cooler, like by Safik Tum Mishisarabim, you say it's a Safik, and Memela, it's Israel Yeruba. So Taiz is there, Beivavim and Beis is mavur, that even though the din of Cheshin Lemiyuta is a din derabanan, but the din of Smaich Miyuta Lechazak of Israel Yeruba is a din deraisa. And the Gemara puts the two together. So the Chayitz Abyssal Shver and Lomdus. If me there I see an achashinu lemiuta, the whole din of chinu lemiuta is damek zayir derabanan. What possible connection could it have to smaych miuta lechazak of isle ruba? The Gemara is mavur. It's the same shita. The same that made his chashinu lemiuta. He holds smaych miuta lechazak of isle ruba. The Gemara in that peivav. If chashinu lemiuta is a deraisa dekadin is very good, even though when it's loy efsher when achashinu lemiuta. But the pshat is, since when it's efshir, the Torah says you have to be chayish lemiuta, so male, the Torah is makshiv the miut. So who had them when you have the chazaka together with the miut, and the Torah is makshiv the miut enough, that when it's efshir, you don't go bust to the miut. So male, who then, when you have the chazaka, the Torah is makshiv the miut, that it blives the safek ashakal. But if the Torah is not makshiv the miut, neither I say we go bust the raiv, even when it's efshir. The din of chashin lemiuta when it's efshir is the din derabanan. So how does that go together? How is there a meil l'shitasa? There a meil chashin lemiuta? So meil smaych miuta lechazak of ishulei ruba. What's for a shaykh esachdus? Chayitz very shver. I heard in yeshiva teretz. I forgot from whom that even though the din chashin lemiuta is a din derabanan, midereisa you're not mechuyit v'chashin lemiuta. But the site of our mayor is a different taich, a different deraisadik a taich in Raiv. The Rabbanan look at Raiv, that miut is commander lesadami. The miut doesn't exist, we don't have to reckon with the miut klal uchlal. So mele, you can't say smech miut lechazak. Miut commander lesadami. And the mele also, even in the Rabbanan, you won't be chayish lemiut. It doesn't exist. That day, chashin lemiut is not a psasiyog. If it's a gzera, that you might get mixed up with something. It's a chumra. Rabbanu wa mo machmer. But that's also if there is a miyut. So then you machmer to be chashinu lemiyut when it's efshir. But if the miyut doesn't exist, so it doesn't pass that the Rabbanu should be geyser chashinu lemiyut. Rabbi Meir holds, no, miyut command is a dami. The miyut exists. Avadi, you go basarayif. But the miyut's echatzant. Now, mi deraisa, you let it go basarayif. Even though the miyut exists, it's not command the lesser dami, it's there. But midaraisa, you're not mechuyev to go bust in the meat. Only midarabana chashin lemiuta. But the rabbanan that will geiza chashin lemiuta is because the meat exists. It's there. And that is a ramification, even legabi the din deraisa, when you have the chazaka together with the meat. So according to Ramei, you could say, smech meat to the chazaka visle ruba. Kach shemati. Al kapanan, that sheet is thesis, that the din of chashin lemiuta is the rabbanan, and the mele, it's not shver. Why did the Gemara say the chitei ma'achinami, the Ramei didn't eat meat? I the Torah says you can eat meat because minarabana you don't eat meat. And the Chari, not like the Taz that says if the Torah says mafurish it's mutter, the Rabbana wouldn't be geizer like the Rishash says. But other Rishayim nema and the Navada Ramei that holds chashinu lemiuta is that they're actually the kedin. The Mordechai at the end of the Masechta says that the Gemara Gufa is muchach that way. Because if it's a derabanan dekedin, so maybe any chenami, the rabbanan work is a b'makim mitzvah Pesach and Kachim. What's the raya from Pesach and Kachim, Michlal? You don't have to bring a raya that is a chilek efshir and lo efshir. You could just say the rabbanan work is a b'makim mitzvah. Elamai, the din chashin lamuta is a derayse dekedin. So oy bezai, so what's the Gemara's kasha v'chitei machinami? Why did the Gemara have to jump to Pesach and Kachim? The Gemara could bring a raya from Shechita Guf. It's a mafurish pasuk that you could shecht and eat. And vayta. Maybe it is a neck of a makam, the vesha, like Ravashi said. It's a raya, go basaruba. Why did the Gemara have to bring, it's a raya that Al-Kapanim according to Rav Meir, there's a chilek, efshir and lay efshir. Why did the Gemara say, v'chitei machinami, didn't eat meat, Pesach and Kachim? So the Rishonim here, the Ramban and Rashba say a very interesting teretz. They say that maybe enechinami. The etzim, it should be also to eat meat. And the Torah's had to eat meat is the same gather as your fast Torah. Like, different Torah connected the Eitz Sahara. The etzim and kol Torah kula, the loch is chashim lemiuta, even when it's layefsher. So the etzim, you shouldn't eat meat. Why did the Torah say to eat meat? The Torah was talking about the people like that they have such a taiva for meat, they can't survive without meat. So Mela, if you ask everything to them, so then they'll be over. They'll eat nevela. So mela for them, you give them a eitzah to shecht. Al pi roiv, there won't be an ek of a makam that they shechted. So mela work out for them. And we give a special hetak, yisav and afshka lechel basar, that you couldn't, v'shasot chak, v'saymach an roiv. Really, you can't v'saymach an roiv, chashin alimiyuta. And an erlich yid wouldn't eat basar, period. But the Torah is giving a hetak, a different tel, connected yitzah. That's a Torah to the Rajb and the Ramban. Now, Pesach and Kachim, you can't say that. Pesach and Kachim is a mitzvah. Vandas l'chatchila. Elamai, there's no din of chashin lemiuta when it's l'yefshir. So that's the second teretz, the teretz of the Rashba and the Ramban. But there's a third teretz, a teretz of Taisus later on Daf Chav Ches. Because Taisus asks another kasha. Taisus is bothered, why can't you do bedika on the veshet also? Why can't you take off the skin of the animal and remove all the skin and expose the veshet before the shechita. Check the veshet thoroughly, make sure there's no holes in the veshet. Then shecht it, and then check the rest of the animal, the 18 treifas. Why is the Gemara assuming that it's impossible to check for treifas? Because maybe b'makam shechita there was a nekev. How about before the shechita, peel away the skin of the animal, expose the veshet, check it and make sure there's no holes, and then shecht it. So there was one side, it's taka machlokes rishonim, because the Gemara there says that a veshet doesn't have bedika. The outside of the veshet doesn't have bedika. The only way you could check a veshet when you have a shayla is after you shecht it, you could turn it inside out, because the veshet's made out of two skins. The outside one is red, and the inside one is white. The Gemara says the red one doesn't have a bedika. The only way to check it is shecht it, and then you could turn it inside out, and then you could check on the inside that you'll be able to tell. So the Ari Shein in that hole, Taisus brings such a thing, that's dafka by Jusa. When you have the chash of Jusa, which means that an animal stuck its claws into the neck, and the way to tell if it was Jusa or not is if it's red. Like, let's say the animal stuck the claws into the back of the animal, so after you shecht it, you could check to see if it's red. So that's what the Gemara says, that you can check before the Shechita, because, anyway, it's red. So Teretz says you shecht it in a place where it didn't stick the claws, where there's no suffix, and then, after the Shechita, turn it over and check the place of the Veshet where there was a Shaila, and you'll be able to see on the white part of the Veshet, which is on the inside. But you can't check it on the outside before the Shechita. But that's only Legambit Din Jusa, where you're looking for a red spot, and the whole Veshet's red, so you can't check. Mashayin came Legambi Nekev, you could check for a Nekev. But the Ari Shainim then hold, no, you can't check for a nekev either. On the red part of the Veshet, on the outside of the Veshet, you can't check for a nekev either. So Taiz asks Akasha, if you hold that you could check for a nekev, so what's the Gemara's Kasha maybe there was a nekev where you shechted. Maybe when the Torah says that you could shecht, it means that first you skin the animal's neck, expose the veshet, check it thoroughly for a nekev, and then shecht. Rishayna Master's kasha here also. So the two malachim. One malach is that there's no way to check for nekevim on the outside of the veshet, on the red part. When the Gemara says that the veshet doesn't have bedikim mibuchutz, it includes nekevim. But Taisus there says, no, he goes with the pshad, that it's only for Jews that doesn't have bedika. But he says, Einachinami, Chulin, you could do that. But you can't do that by Pesach and Kutchim, because you're going to make it a mum. So here's the problem. For Shechitas Chulin, really, it's not a raya. Because when the Torah says Shechitas Chulin is mutter, it could mean checking the whole animal thoroughly. Aye, maybe the Makam Shechitah is an ekev. No, but you could check the Makam Shechitah before the Shechitah. But Pesach and Kutchim, you can't do that, because if you're going to skin and peel away the flesh and expose the veshet, that's going to make a mum in the animal. So that's the Ikka Gemara's kasha. So when the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, that's Chayesh Lemiuta, Hachanami, that he didn't eat meat, it doesn't mean he didn't eat meat. It means he didn't eat meat without a thorough bedika. That's all the Gemara means. Rav Meir, how did he eat meat? Meaning, do you think that before Rav Meir ate meat, he had to thoroughly be baidik? In other words, he had to be baidik the veshet before the shechita, and then be baidik the entire, all the different evarim of the animal for the 18 treifas, the krum shel mayach, and the lave, and the dakim, and the keres, and everything to make sure there's no nakiv mashu in the entire thing. Sounds very strange. Before Rabbi ate meat, he checked the entire animal, including the veshet before the shechita. But Pesach and Kutchim, he can't do that because he'll make it into a mum. So Kundai is the three mahalchim had to answer to Rishayim's kasha. When the Gemara says, I have a riot as a chilek efshin le'efshir, because if there's no chilek efshin le'efshir, how did Rav Meir eat meat? And v'chitei ma'achinami. But what do you do with Pesach and Kutchim? And the Rishayim say, what do you mean v'chitei ma'achinami and I'll eat meat? The Torah says, you'll let eat meat. So you have Taisus that says, achshin le'muta is derabanan. So me'el v'chitei ma'achinami was derabanan, what goes achshin le'muta and you can't eat meat, period. And the Gemara is being a Ryan that just like Midarabanan, there's a chilek efshin le'efshir, so who would then you could say Midarabanan is a chilek efshin le'efshir? We have the Rishayim here, the Rabban and the Rajba, that Neman Cheshim El Mute is their Isa. But the Gemara would hold that Bas the Heter, Bas the Taivis, as a Lidib Elokate Sarah, but the Evid the Keheter, Bashas the Chak the Keheter, for someone that can't manage without meat. And that the Kash is Pesach and Kachim have to be Lechetchila. And we have Tezen Chavches that learns that the Gemara's whole kash only was Rav Meir Heichiachol Bisu without Bedika. V'chitei Machinami did Bedika. And how is it Bechlal Shach do Bedika? By Chulin you could do Bedika. You could peel away and check the Vesha beforehand. So that would be the Teretz. That's how you know Basa Taiva would be a case where you taka checked everything, including the Veshet. You wouldn't have a problem of Makam Nekev Shachet because you could peel away and do the Bedika beforehand. But like we said, that's a Machalikis Rishayim. Rishayim actually asked the kasha earlier when Rav Ashi said from Shechita Atzma, because maybe Mamakim Nek of Shachet, so Rishayim right away, the Ramban and the Rashi right away asked the kasha there. How do you know by Shechita you go Basarayiv? Maybe you check the Vesha before the Shechita. So the Ramban says, like Taisus in later, the Ramban, that Einachanami, the Ikka Raya is from Shechita and Kachim. The Raya is not from Basachulin. Because Basachulin you have an Eitzah. And the Rashba says, no, that the din of that doesn't have bedika applies even to a nekev, and there's no way to do bedika even by basa chulin. But Taisus later, which holds that he could do bedika by chulin, he says that v'chitei machanami doesn't mean he didn't eat it all. It means he didn't eat without a bedika. And the whole Raya Meshkita Atzma would have to be only from Pesach and Kutchim. Now, Rashi says, fearing Eis Sugya, that Lamaisa the Gemara comes out, that we go basarayiv, even by Ruba the Lesser Kaman, and even when it's Efshir, because Rav Meir makes the Chilek Efshir and Le'efshir, but we don't. And what's the limit? Rashi, like we said, either Allah HaMashim Yisinai, that it works even by Efshir, or Acharei Mahat, this applies both to Ruba the Lesser Kaman and to Ruba the Lesser Kaman. So Rashi says like this, V'hon milsa samchinon, v'loi bet kinon kol yudches treifes. We're saymich on this, and we don't check for the yudches treifes, we're saymich on Rayiv. And then Rashi says, "Unukuvus areya mishun the shchicha bareisa, but kinon." That We do check the lungs to make sure there's no holes because it's shchichi bareisa, because it's often then it does have a problem. And then Rashi says the third thing, heichid is shrami de'ifashireyev alei badak misachla de'samchinenaha. Let's say before you got around to checking the lungs, it got lost and you didn't check the lungs. So you ask Seimich that it's kosher on this Gemara that's arrived, and also Rav Huna said earlier, nishchta b'cheskes heter menes. And then Rashi says, v'eim mefarshmad of it, we don't tell anyone that in case the lungs get lost, you could eat it. I guess because then people might be mezalzel in checking the lungs. So Rashi says three things. First of all, with Seimich and Raiv, and that's why we don't check the Yudches Trefis. Second of all, the Reya we check because it's Shriach. And third of all, in case we lose the Reya, it's Kasha B'dihavit. So on the first Nakuda of Rashi, Ahasam Chinan V'loibet Kinen Kol Yudches Trefis, it sounds like Rashi holds that according to Rav Meir, you would have to check the Yudches Trefis. It's only because we hold Leicheshin Lemuta, and even when it's Efsher, we're Simon Chanraiv, so Meir, we don't have to check the Trefis, but Rabbi Meir, that's Cheshin Lemuta, Al Kapanim when it's Efsher, so you do have to check the Yudches Trefis. But the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba hold not the weight, also the Pshan and Taisus that we mentioned before in Chavches, that says that the Rameya L'chayish L'mita V'chihachinami L'achol Bishra means without Bedika V'chitema Hachinami Pasal Kachimayik L'meimar. It sounds like it was only a Psevil D'havimina that maybe Rameya was Matshach Bedika. But it sounds like a Maskana not. And the Ramban and Rashi also say that the Gemara should have brought down this Machlokes. You find Rameya Shita in a number of places. By Katan and Ktana it says that you can't be chaltsim v'loim miyadmim, because it's chayish lemiuta, katan shem min tzesaris, ktana shem sa'ilnis. In other places that Rameya was chayish lemiuta, why wouldn't the Gemara bring this machlekes, a very sadistic machlekes, that Rameya's shita is, that you're not allowed to eat from any behemoth until you thoroughly checked for all the yitches trefis. So the Rishonim say, that obviously Rameya holds by shchita you don't have to, but why taka not? I Rameya is chayish lemiuta, and here it's efshe, you could check. So the Ramban and Rashi say in Nusach that since the Torah by Kachim it's not a loyefsher, Al Kapanim the Shchit is loyefsher because maybe b'makim nekev. So loyetira Torah lechatzon, and since by Kachim it's loyefsher, Al Kapanim this particular treif of Nekuvus Aveshet is loyefsher. So Amel Bechulon also the Torah is loyetira lechatzon. The Torah was not mechayiv to check all the treifus, even according to Rabbi Meir. Al-Karchach's Trefis is an exception to the rule of Cheshin Lemiyutam, because by Kachim is Le'efshir, so even in the cases by Trefis when is Efshir, and even though Chulin is Efshir, so Mela, you also say that you don't say Cheshin Lemiyutam. So the Cheshik Shleimai here in the back asks Shiloh, okay, you could say a teretz that the Torah wasn't matel chatzon, and since the kuvus avesh is a trefa that you can check no matter what, and you'll have to be seimech and raiv, so who would then all the other 18 trefas will be seimech and raiv? But why did the Rishonim say that since by kachim it's leyefsher, so who would then by chulin? By chulin also it's leyefsher. By chulin also you have the tainet dilma b'makayim nekev yushaychet. Hazak the cheshek shleimai, al-karach the Rishonim hold, that by chulin it really is efsher, like Taisa says in Daf Chavches, that you could peel away the skin and check the vesher before the shechita. But by kachim it's not passable, because you'll make it a mum. And even though the other trefis are passable, but loyetir lechatzon, and since kachim, the teir was matas hud and chulin. But that's very good for the Ramban, because the Ramban says here with a klarkite that by chulin it's taka efsher and you could do it. But the Rashba, who says the same thing in the Ramban, he says it early in Daf Tes, that since by Kachim it's Leyefshak, upon him the Kuvus HaVeshet, so Leitir Lechatzam, and since by Kachim it's Mutter Chulun, also it's Mutter, but the Ramban Eifin Art over here says clearly that by Chulun also he can't do it, because he holds it the din that he can't be Beidik the Veshem Yibichutz is by Nekev also. The Cheshek Shleimi brings that on Daf Chavches, he's more Mitzadid like the Shittas that hold that it's Dafka by Jusa. But the Chiddush Rashba that we have here is Mefurish that he says that even by Nekev it doesn't have Bedika. So in the Rashba L'chayri, it's still Tzirik Shvei the Kasha. Why did the Rashba have to say that by Kachim it's Leyefshir? So Ibazai, but since the Torah was Matah by Kachim, Suhudim by Chulin, If you hold, there's no bedika for a veshet b'chutz, even for a nekev, so even by chulin it's layefsher, nukuvus a veshet. You have like tirlach etzal by chulin also. Unless you say that maybe there's a different definition of efsher and layefsher, it could be that the Rashi defines efsher, meaning that you could be mevayer, or by kad nektan al kapanim, you could wait. But there's a way to be mevayer the suffix, and therefore you can't be samech and raiv. If there's no way to mevayer the suffix, that's called loyefshe. But Rabbi Kivega discusses it. Rabbi Kivega is bothered because you find chashinu lemiuta coin to Ramei, even in cases where you can't be mevayer, like the Gemara discusses the Gvina Besa Kiyani, the Gemara Navay Dezara, that the Asad cheese because chashinu lemiuta in certain places they make it from Takuvas Avay Dezara, even though you can't be mevayer it. So Rabbi Kivega learns in Taisvis that the pshat and leyefsha means that it'll be nizbatal the whole thing. Like, you wouldn't be able to have a parah adum or an egg laruf or a carbon or whatever it is because you always have to be saimach and raiv. But if in a particular case you can't be mevayer, so that's alright. So just don't eat meat. So it could be that's also called leyefsha. If you're not going to be able to eat meat bechlal, it could be that's also called leyefsha. But maybe the Raja was claiming that maybe that's called efsha. That not eating meat, that's called efsha because, you don't necessarily have to eat meat. So, Mel, that's why he said that enichinami, but Pesach and Kachim is loyefsher, because it's the mitzvah to bring Pesach and Kachim. And Pesach and Kachim, you can't be baidik, because they'll be mark of neck of shachet. So then, once the Torah was matter to be saimach and ready for Pesach and Kachim, so who didn't chulin, even though it's called efsher, not that it's efsher to be baidik, but it's efsher not to eat meat. That would be called efsher. You could say at a different definition of efsher, and sort of in Rabbi Kivega, that he said, he brings the shayla, he holds the machlokes Rashi and Taisus. I'm not sure which Taisus is referring to. But Rashi learns that efsher means it's efsher levurei. But you can learn efsher means that it's efsher not to eat meat. So if you learn that way, it's very good, the Rashba that says that only by kachim it's lo efsher, but since by kachim you have to be say mechan raiv because it's lo efsher, so who the mechulun kusle tir lechetzon. But I'll go upon him. These are the two mahalchim that Rashi is a shtickle mashma kord Rav Meir. Taka have to check all 18 chayfas. A very big chiddush. And the Rishonim is saying, no, Rav Meir never said that. But since anyway the Torah was clear, I'll go upon him by kachim, I'll go upon him by nekuvas aveshet, that you have to be saimach and raiv. So leitir lechatzam, so maybe it could be saimach and raiv legabi all the chayfas and even legabi chulin. Now the second point that Rashi said, that Nekuvas HaReya, the reason why we're Baidik, is a Shiach by Reya Sabat Kinan. So this is the Inyan of Bedikas HaReya. The halacha is, and all the Rishonim discuss it, that after we shecht a behema, we cut open the stomach and put the hands into the cavity of the animal to feel the Reya, and we feel the Reya to make sure that there's no Sirchus. Afterwards, when we remove the Reya, we take a look visibly to look at the Reya, and then, like the Rambam brings it, two minhagim, if they do nifuach, if they blow up the Reya, to see if there's any holes in the Reya. So while we don't check for any other treifas, we do check for treifas HaReya. And the Rishonim will discuss it, the Ramban over here, the Rashba earlier on Daf Tes, and they bring three Mekayrs from Chazal to such a thing. The Gemara in Beya, Daf Chafeyim in Beis, and the Gemara says, Nitiya mekatash regleim dekatsaiva with the bayle nidais. Nitiya, the fact that the Torah says you have to wait 3 years till you ate the peiris, the Torah is like trying to teach you patience. You have a tree, you have to wait 3 years, it's early till you can eat the peiris. That's mekatay regleim, that challenges the butchers and the bayle nidais. Who aren't patient, they don't wait. And what does it mean the butchers don't wait? And those, they don't check for treifas, they want to eat the meat right away, they don't check for treifas before they eat the meat. So you see from the Gemara that you're mechuyev to check for treifas before you eat the meat. Also the Yerushalmi in Beya discusses the din of checking for treifas on Yomtiv, whether you could, and compares it to being mafresh demayan Yomtiv. Sham was discussing if it has a din of mesakein. And it's also a medrash. They bring a medrash. They call the medrash Yilamdenu. I think it's a medrash of Rabbi Tanchuma that says, Amrei Buda ben Pedaya, miyigala ofa menecha adam arishayin. You couldn't be aymen in your son, afilu shah achas, you couldn't stop eating the eitz adas, and your children, whenever they shechta behema, asay eizu kevis eishar, so the mafshit and the baidik and the reya, so you see from the medrash that they were baidik and the reya. These are the Makaris and Chazal that they were Baidik. The Rabban's Mashman a few places that it's a Takanis Chachamim, even though it's not brought clearly as a Takanis Chachamim in Shas, just kind of a little Derech Agav in Beya, Netiya, Mekatas, Reglai, Shal Kitzraya. The Rambam writes that it's a Minig. The Kesef Mishal at least learns the way in the Rambam. It's a Minig that the Baidik Dereya. The Prima Gadim in the Akdamit, the Simulam Mites, is a little bothered if Chazal say it, Mistamas at Takanis Chachamim, but he says that Vaisas the Rambam held that these Makairis are just saying that it's a minig. It's a din Yisrael Kadeshim. It's a minig to be Baidik. I assume the pshat is because the Gemara never says with the Klarkai the Takana to be Baidik. The Gemara is just referencing the Chiv to be Baidik. If it would be a Takanas Chachamim, it would have been brought in a Braisa or in Meimed Amirom that someone was Mesakin to be Baidik. Vaisas, it has a din, a Chashivas of a minig, but it's Mechayiv. A minig also a Mechayiv to keep. Now, as far as the time for the minig, Rashi says that it's shchichi bareisa. The Ramban and Milchames, we had mentioned it earlier, legabe roiv mitzui meitz shchita mumchem hein, that the Gaonim say that lechatchila you have to feherim and make sure he knows hilchas shchita and not be seimach on the roiv. The roiv is only a din b'di'evin, because it's evshel avruim avrinan, and the Ramban brings in this din that we're baidik dereya because it's evshel avruei and it's shchiach. Yeah, I've also this klal by, the Rishonim say it by, the Gemara says that the vegetables that have bugs in it, you're not allowed to eat, even though it's a roiv, you have to check them. And the Rishonim say because when it's, miyat ha-matzi, there's a chiv to check if it's efshel avurei. That's the pashup shat, and why the bay de greya, because this din that we go by sarayv, even when it's efshel livdaik, you go by sarayv, it's dafka when the miyat is not so shkiach. When the meat is shkiach, then the din is that any time you could check, you don't go basurah if you check. But the Rashba, most Rishonim say this, but the Rashba brings from his Rebbe, presumably Rabbeinu Yena, that the Pshat says, if that's the time because it's shkiach, so what's the problem with the sircha? Sircha comes from a nekev, comes from a hole. So why do we only check for sirchas? Why don't we also check to make sure there's no holes? Vaisdeis is going with the minig that they didn't blow up the reya to make sure there's no holes. They only check for sirchus, so what'll be the pshat in that? So the Tvur Shai says a teretz because it's not shchiach to have a hole which didn't turn into a sircha. The Rashba is saying, if it's shchiach to have sirchus, so that means it's shchiach to have holes, so you should check for holes. The teretz is, the holes that don't have sirchus aren't shchiach. The holes that do have sirchus are shchiach. Pakapana, that's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba says it's not because of Mi'at HaMatzi. The Rashba says other time. He says the problem is like this. The problem is the sirchas are very obvious. So let's say you didn't check. And you cut up the meat and you put it in the chalent. And now you find the treifas. So come this, all your food is going to be asir. Or let's say the butcher didn't check. And he sold the meat. And then mitamol, someone happened to notice on the reya that there's a sircha. So come this, he's going to have to call all the different kainim. And everyone's going to have to kasher all the kalim or break all the kli charis. They'll come at a terrible thing. So that's when they were naik to check. And also it's going to be a very big nisayin. Let's say the guy sold all the meat and then punkti finds a sircha. So now it's a very big nisayin. It's quite possible to say, listen, you know, it's too late. It's too hard for me to call everybody and then tell everyone that it's shay for meat, then he won't do it. So that's why they were masakin that, or they were naik that they should check. And he says another reason, because it's very easy to check. Things that are difficult to check, okay, now you're not mechuyev to check. But this is so easy, it's so visible, so obvious. If you don't check, it's like you're being malam ayim in a iser. You can't be malam ayim in a iser. You can't avoid looking at a shayla. You cannot check, but this is already called malam ayim in a iser. That's what the Rashba's time and war. But like we said, Rav Vishayim say very simply, because it's amir ha-matzi, mechuyev to check. And like we said, it's not a takanas chachamim, it's a minig. The Rashba also, a minig, it might have been, it seems to be, from the different makaris that bring for Chazal, it was a minig already bisman Chazal. But that's a din of a minig. Although there are mashmais and from other Rishayim, maybe it was a takanas chachamim. Now Rashi says the third point, that if the rei got lost and they didn't check it, it's mutter. And this, Rav Rishayim hold like Rashi, a lot of Rishayim discussed this, there was a tshuva, that Rashi's Rebbe, the Ri HaLevi, said it was Asr, but Rashi wrote a tshuva that yesterday we ate from the milk, and now we're gonna ask for the meat. In other words, there's no din to check the ray before you drink milk, because you can't. So it's already, we already were maxing that it's kosher, and now we're gonna say it's usher. If you could check, you check. But now that the ray is gone, we're gonna be chayshish l'issa more than before, when we couldn't check the ray and we drank the milk. And Rav Yishayim hold that way. The Rambam and the Rosh and the Smak and the Bala Itter and the Rajma and the Ran. But the Ari Yishayim that hold that it's usher. The Riyah Levi holds it's usher. The Bahag says that it's usher. And the Ravon says it was a Maisa B'Kolonya and all the Chachmei Adar Asid. And the Bala Truma says that when it's Loish Shchiach Sirchus, like Bagdiyim and Tlom, young goats and young sheep, there they don't have Sirchus. It's not Shchiach. And Mamela, it's Mutter. But it's mashma otherwise, even b'di'evit, it's aser. And that's how the Ramah paskins. The Mechaber in Simon Lamites, Siv Beis, paskins that it's mutter if it was nevin areya. And the Ramah brings the Yesh Machmir, and he says that b'makam hefsid, you could be mekel, and who would the Magdiyim and Tlam, you could be mekel even up b'makam hefsid. Now what's the pshat in the Machmir? The Rishayim Amayrich, they say, that you see clearly in the Gemara, from Parah Aduma, from Pesach and Kachim, and Pesach Kachim is not a riot, there they could have checked. But Parah Aduma and Egla Arufa and these things, and from drinking milk, you see clearly that if you can't check the Reya, see Yisaymach on the Reiv that it's kosher. So what's the Pshat in the Machmir? So the Bach and the Shach and others, Kama other Achreinim say, that it's a Zagaz Roshay can go to Mezit. In other words, everyone's maskim that if you deliberately didn't check the Reya and threw it out, you're not allowed to eat the meat. It's Aser, even with the Evid, even now you don't have the Reya. But that's goofa part of the takana, or the minig of checking the reya, that if someone does not check the reya, even though now he can check the reya, but b'di'evid, if it was b'mezid, then it's aser. Ke'ein, like it says, e'im aval an isla chetchila. B'di'evid, if an isla falls into heter, it's mutter to eat. But you're not allowed to put it l'chetchila into heter, even when it's a shishim k'neged the isla, e'im aval an isla chetchila. And if you're mevat al isla chetchila, then it becomes aser to eat. So same thing with the Reya. This is L'chayla Kuli Alma, that if the Mezid, you didn't check the Reya, and you threw it out, and now it's Nevad, but it's also to eat the meat. So this is Agos Hashayga to Mezid. What the Pshat is, that if there's going to be a Heter by Nevad Reya, so what's going to happen always is that they're always going to throw away the Reya, and say that the Reya is gone. It would weaken the takana or the minig to check the reya. That's a pashib shat. So mel, it's not a kasha from all the cases of drinking the milk, and eglarufa and paraduma, and any other kashas. If you can't check the reya, avad it's mutter, but if you could have checked the reya, and even though, through no fault, you were planning on checking the reya, and before you got around to it, someone came and took away the reya, and you can't check it, but there, the pshat was, there was a din, there was a takana to check the reya. Just you and Inus on this takana. So that's not good enough. That would have the same din. Maybe a katzina shayga to mezid, or maybe a cheshish will be a mezid, whatever it is. But be'etzim, mitzad going basa reiv, and it's at this point, loyev shel rurei, everyone's maskim be'etzim, you'd be able to go basa reiv. It's only because of the takana b'dikas reiv was a zayvait that even if you were einus on not doing the takana is still in force and asks you to eat the reya. But the lashon of the Mordechai is that it's more me'ikir adin. And that's how Mamash Hashach and the Bach and Reiv Paiskim learn up the sheet that it's us. But the lashon of the Mordechai is that it's more me'ikir adin. The lashon is that he brings from the Riyah Levi lo yezlina basaruba el ha'echad de lo yefshir. So Shaila is, what does he mean? Avadi go basarayv even when it's efshir. I mean, that's what the Gemara is saying. Rab Meir that says chashin lemiyuta is only when it's efshir, but we hold like chashin lemiyuta. So even when it's efshir, we go basarayv, and otherwise, you should have to check all your ches treifis. It's a little schwer. What's Pasha Taich in the Mordechai? The Beis Yosef in Simla Amites brings the Mordechai. So I thought that maybe in the Pshat of the Mordechai you could say maybe is that first of all, he doesn't define Efshir and Loi Efshir if it's possible now. Vaisteis, and that's Vaisteis what he's saying. He's defining that since it was Efshir, even though now it's Loi Efshir, but since it was Efshir, it was Chal that you don't go Basarayv. So maybe he's teaching like this. On a roiv, not any roiv. Avada, regular roiv, you go bus a roiv even when it's efshir. That's why I don't have to check all 18 treifas. But by a mira matzli, there, even by a mira matzli when it's loy efshir, you go bus a roiv. But right, you could drink the milk. Because it's not efshir to check the lungs, so you go bus a roiv. So the chilik is making efshir loy efshir is a chilik by mira matzli. That the Yisayda Davar is, I think, oi shaynim a maskin be say to this. That mi et she'ein amatzi, you go bas reif, even when it's efshe livurei. And mi et amatzi, if it's loy efshe livurei, then you go bas reif. It's only when it's efshe livurei, then you don't go bas reif. But it's going a step further, that the taich of efshe, just like we said before, for a b'kneged, it could be different taiches of efshe. It doesn't mean right now it's efshe livurei. As long as it was efshe livurei, and b'cholius it's efshe livurei, even if in this particular instance it's loy efshe livurei, that's also called efshe livurei, and then there's a din that you don't go basarayv. So it's not a knas or xeri shega to maze it. It's a din. Yet this din, that you don't go basarayv efshe livurei, I mean, b'mir amatzi, they don't go basarayv b'mir amatzi, calls man it's efshe livurei, is a din that even if you end up that it's not efshe livurei, but since it was efshe livurei, so it's chal on this mir amatzi and efshe livurei, and merely you can't go basarayv. That's how I learned the Mardchai. But the Bi'ar HaGra brings a Ravon that says close to that, but a little different. When he wants to explain what's the pshat in the sheet that's hold its asr, he brings the Gemara, hecha the efshir, efshir, hecha the loy efshir, loy efshir, and he says, hilchach, b'shah yilches treifis the loy efshir, loy efshir, avo reyed the efshir l'mivdek le'samchin in aruba. That the yilches treifis are called loy efshir, but the rey is called efshir. So male the rei, since it's efshir, it's like samchin in aruba. So I don't understand. First of all, why is the reya more efshir than the other yidches treifas? And none of the yishayim learn that the rei is efshir and the other ones are lay efshir. They all learn because the rei is shchiach. Or the other taimim, like the Rashba says, but not the pshat that the rei is efshir and the other ones are lay efshir. It would sound like they're all efshir. And the Gemara is mashmanet by chulin, at least without the problem of nekuvas aveshet, but makam nekev, that maybe makam nekev shachet, they're all considered efshir. Only Pesach and Kashim is loy efshir. And only because of makam nekev shachet. And why would the pshat be that the reya is called efshir, and the other bedikas are loy efshir? Unless you say, but I don't see a makar for it, that the other bedikas are much harder to do than the reya. The reya is easier. And le'efshir means it's too hard. But besides, anyway, the Gemara said the chiltin efshir le'efshir in Rav Meir. The Rav Meir also kashin le'miyuta is a chilik efshir le'efshir. And the Gemara says, like as a kasha, how could it be a makar for roiv? Otherwise, we'd have to mechaltin efshir le'efshir. But it sounds like the maskana, we don't hold like Rav Meir. Avada, we're not mechaltin efshir le'efshir. So how could you say that the treifas and rei is also because it's efshir? If you say that the pshat is, like we said in the Mardchai, that by me and amatzit is a chilek efshir and lay efshir, so that's the chilek between rei and other treifas, that rei is matzli and the other treifas aren't matzli. But the Gaon is saying, and this is the Lashon of Ravon, he's just quoting the Ravon, that the chilek between rei and shai treifas is that rei is efshir and the other treifas are lay efshir. So it's a palate to me. I don't understand it. First of all, why are the treifas loy efshir? You could be baidik them. And second of all, I feel, yeah, that's only in Ramayit is a chiltin efshir loy efshir, because he also has shin lamuta, but we don't pass in shin lamuta. So even by efshir should be mutter. Tzarechi and the Ravan and the guy that brings the Ravan, what he means. But like we said, the most pashup shad in the machmirim is tam, it's a knas, a kansu shega to mezit, or a harchaka, to make sure people are baiting the reya, to make sure that it's not amazed. That's why they ask it by never the reya, even by inus. And we said in the Mardchai, maybe you could say pshat, that by mir hamatzli the din is, that as long as it was efshir at one point, you can't be say mecharev, even if now it's not efshir. But then, the chilik between reya and other treifas is that this is a mir hamatzli, that's not a mir hamatzli, like the Mardchai himself says clearly. But to say the chilul between rei and other treifas is that rei is efshir and other treifas loy efshir, I don't understand exactly what that means. And now let's go weiter. to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav, Ro Echad Sheshachat. If you see someone shechtim, Ro Metchilavat Seif, Mutalechel Meshkitase. If you saw the shechita from beginning to the end, then you're allowed to eat from it. Vimlav Asalechel Meshkitase. And if not, you're not allowed to eat from the shechita. And the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, if he knows the halachas, so what do you have to see? And if he doesn't know the halachas, so pshita. And the Gemara is mashing both things of pshita. It's pshita, like Rashi says, it's pshita that if you see it's mutter, because what's the difference? You saw the shechita. And it's pshita that if you didn't see it's aser. Because how do you know he shechted properly? So the Gemara says to him, and you don't know. But that the Gemara is a kasha, but what do you mean? Rav mitzvim is a shechita mumchame. And the Gemara brings a braisa, that if you find things shechted, you have no idea who shechted it, you lost your chickens and you find it shechted, it's good. Rav mitzvim is a shechita mumchame. So the Gemara says, Enechinami, you know that he doesn't know. So Meli can't be Samech Rav Mitzvim. And the Chiddush is, you have to see the Shechita Metchil of the Atzayf. You can't say if you saw part of the Shechita, did it properly, so you probably did the other part properly. Also, no, you have to see Metchil of the Atzayf. That's the Chiddush. So on the Sugi of Rav Mitzvim, Mumchenheim, we spoke about Richos already in Daf Gimel Medbeis. We stayed there that Ravina had two Lashonis. One Lashon he said is that you don't say Rav Mitzvim as a Shechita Mumchenheim. And the other lashon is you do, but still, if someone's not muhzik, even if he's gomer, but he's not muhzik, we're afraid lalufe, we're afraid that he didn't check properly, he got, his hand wasn't able to do it properly, so he was shah, adaras. But the rishayim say, come out to all the rishayim say, and this gemara, you see, not like either lashon of Avina. You see, you're not chayshish that he doesn't know the lachis, and you're also not chayshish lalufi. And that's a psak halacha. And about Lechatchila, he spoke by Richas then. I only want to mention one thing that I already said then, because it's very negay our Gemara, that the Gemara there in Ravina that held that you don't say Rav Mitzvim Eitz Hashkutu Mumchenheim, that Ravina learns the Mishnah, V'kulon Sheshachtu V'achem Reinaisam Shkitasek Shera, and the Gemara says it's talking about where you can't check anymore if he knows Hilchas Shkita, because he's not here anymore. And that's why a chayim roi naisim helps. So Taisa says, oibazay, it's mashma, that even though you have a chayim roi naisim, the way Ravina is learning the Mishnah, you still, lechatchila, you should check. So avada for lechatchila, you should check. So that means that if you check, then Yisui doesn't know, so it doesn't work. So it sounds like Ravina holds that if he doesn't know hilchas shechita, even if you see the shechita, it doesn't work. Because he says, my chayim roi naisim is only by lesser command livzika, that you don't know, you weren't baidik him because he's not there to be baidik. But what's the point of being baidik? You saw the shechita. Elamai, even if you see the shechita, but if he doesn't know hilchas shechita, it doesn't work. And Agamar Nemzon, that even if he doesn't know hilchas shechita, but it's pshita, that a chayim roi naisim would work. So the Gayan, in Siman Aleph, Sifkat Yitzayin learns Enechram, it's a machloikis. Vaishas, there'll be two machloikis in Ravina in our sugya. One is that Ravina holds that you don't say Ravin Suimet Shkutumum Chemeim, or Al Kapanim Yechayshish Ve'iluf, and our sugya holds that both Ravin Suimet Shkutumum Chemeim and Lelufe Lechashinan. And second, the Ravina holds that someone who doesn't know Hulchashkita, it doesn't help if you're Ravin Aysam, and this Vaishas says it does. Now, there's a machlokes Rishonim. It's brought the 2 days in the Mechaim and the Ramah in Siman Aleph Siv Gimel. If someone doesn't know Hilchas Shechita, you allow the Chatchila to give him something to shecht, and you'll watch. So the Aishim bring a raya, because Ravina learned the Mishnah was talking about you don't say Rei Mitzui Meis Shechita Mumchemein, and it's only been the Evet V'Kulon Sheshachta V'Acheim Rei Naisam. Vaisis the Chatchila, you can't give an Einim Mumche to shecht. So even though we paskin that Rav Mitzvah Shkutu Mum Chemeim, that's only Minastam. But if you know he doesn't know a Cheshita, so you can't give him a Chachila to Shech to the Rei Naisam. But the Gayin says it's not a Raya. Because Ravina holds if you know he doesn't know a Cheshita, even with the Evid it doesn't work. And we're not paskin that way, because we paskin like Ava Sugya. But Rabbi Kivega is Miyashiv, it's not a steer in the Sugyas. And he says, because Bama said it's a plea of that Gemara. The Mashmais of the Gemara is, that a chayim roi naisim doesn't work by an ene mumcha, but the Mishnah says clearly that by chayim shaita v'katan a chayim roi naisim works. That's the v'kulon sheshachtu. How could an ene mumcha be worse than a chayim shaita v'katan? If we're going to say by a chayr shayt v'kat nachayim right now, it works like a banim in the evid. So how could it not work by an einam umcha? You're going to have to say pshat like this. That a chayr shayt v'kat, then he knows that their shkita is nothing. So when he's at Reinaisam, he's watching very, very carefully. And any slight deviation from Milcha Shkita, he'll notice. Masha'en kain, an einam umcha, I mean, Ravina's einam umcha. In other words, someone who came, and we don't know if he knows Milcha Shkita or not. And he shechs. And Ravina holds, you don't say Ravina Mitzvah Meshkut Mumcha Mein. So in Mela, you need Reinaisam. But Reinaisam won't work. If we found out that he doesn't know the Milcha Shkita, because you didn't know that he didn't know Hilcha Shkita. So you weren't watching so carefully. So if you don't know, maybe he does know Hilcha Shkita, so you could be Soymech on the Riyah. But if he's Issachamon, and you checked him, and you found that he doesn't know, and now you want to be Soymech on the Riyah alone, and you didn't know B'shash the Riyah that he didn't know Hilcha Shkita, so you weren't looking carefully enough to be Soymech on that. So he says, so I b'zai, so Agamara Baskin's Rav Mitzvah Meis Shkut Mumcha Meim. So if you don't know Bechlal, you could be Seimach that he's a Mumcha. But Agamara that's Matir by Achayim Reinaisam is that you know beforehand that he's not a Mumcha. So just like Chayishu Shait V'Katan works, because since you know he's a Chayishu Shait V'Katan and you're watching carefully, so if you know beforehand he's not a Mumcha, that works. And that you can say works even L'Chatchila. Even though Chayishu Shait V'Katan is not L'Chatchila. But that's what the Torah says. But a gadol, even if he doesn't know cheshkita, is lechatchila. But come out an afkamina lemaisa, Dr. Rabbi Kivega, that if somebody shechted, and we assumed he was a mumcha, but afterwards we happened to fehar him, and he happens to tell us he doesn't know cheshkita, so then Rai Naisim wouldn't work, even with the Evid. Because since at the time that he was shechting, we had assumed that he does know cheshkita, so the Riyah that we're looking is not a careful Riyah, and he might have done a psul to shkita, then we wouldn't notice. That should be Kvega's cheshman to stem the two sugyas. That when we saw somebody shecht, and we didn't know that he was a loy gomer, then even b'di'evit, if he ends up to be a loy gomer, it doesn't work. But when we see somebody shecht, and we know he's a loy gomer, so that will be like chayish hayt v'kam, but the evidence definitely would work. And even lechatchila, you could say that a gadol who's like gomer is better than a chayish hayt v'kam. Even lechatchila, you could give it him for shecht with a chayim reinaisim. And like we said, other pratim of reiv mitzui meitz shchita v'chuli, we say in the daf gimel. Now let's see a little bit daf yud beis and mid beis. The gemara says chutz mi chayish hayt v'katan shem yikalkul as a shchita. So the mishnah said that you're not allowed. A chayish shayt of a katan is not good of shchita because they might mess up. And the Gemara is medayik shem akilkul like ketanil shem yikalkulu. It's not the pshat b'di'evid when they shecht at its puzzle. But even lechachili, you can't give them to shecht. Amarav is ayis tamer, say maislam chul lechachila. You're not allowed to give them lechachila and be samech on rain, on a chayim rain or some. It's Taisus asked Akasha on daf bezim and aleph. We mentioned this then, we'll just chazer it over, that why is the Gemara of the Medayik from Shem Yikalkul Shkitasan, the next part of the Mishnah says, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achayim roynes v'shkasek sheyu, which is mashu bin the Evid, it's mashu l'chatchila, you can't let a chayim sheyu v'kotin shecht by a chayim roynesam. So we know already that it's bin the Evid, because of the Lashim bin the Evid, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achayim roynesam. So why do you need the Deek of Shem Yikalkul Shkitasan? So Taisus says a chiddush that you don't give them to shecht even if you're not going to eat it. You don't let a chayish shayt of a cotton shecht even if you're planning on giving it to klavim or giving it to gayim. Because you don't want people to think that their shechit is a good shechit and miseimich on them. So good days is two dinim. You're not allowed to let them shecht lechatchila with a chayim rain isam. Even though b'di'eved the shechit is kosher and you can eat it, but lechatchila you can't do that. And you're not allowed to give them to shech lechatchila without a chayim rei neisam in order to sell it for klavim, because you're afraid people will be samech them, and both these dinim are paskin and shulchan aruch. The Rashi learns lehedya that the pshat in this thing of shem akilkul oktanel shem yikalkulu, Rashi says that afilu achayim eindem al gabon. So the chayim, it's the Kash of Taisis. We already know that from the safe of the Mishnah, that the Kulon Sheshachta V'chayim Reinaisam. So Rabbi Kivega says, and also the Kivega has it over here, it's also the Bechar Shar in early in that base, and they say Taisis, like we're going to speak out soon, is Mechalik between Achayim Reinaisam and Achayim Oimdem Al Gabon. That's why it's Meduik in Rashi, it says Afilo Achayim Oimdem Al Gabon. Reinaisam means that not the pshat, that you're instructing them, that you're standing over them and you're giving them complete instruction and doing it under completely under your supervision. You happen to see? There's a katan coming, takes a knife, he shakes it, you happen to see? But Achayim Oimdem Al Gabon is a pshat, that you're going, giving him instructions. He's doing it with, under your supervision, under your guidance. So the Mishnah that says, "Ukol shishachta v'chayim reinaisam," says just "achayim reinaisam," without any supervision, without any guidance. So that's a chiddush that works, b'di'evid. But you could say that's only b'di'evid. L'chatchila, you're not going to allow a katan stam to shecht without anyone helping him, without anyone teaching him what to do. And just be saying that you'll be watching to make sure he does the shechita properly. But you would think that you're allowed to, if you're going with the katan and telling him with the clerk at exactly how to shecht and supervising it, so maybe that would work. Kamashmo, no, shem yikalko shechitas, and even that's aser. Even that's aser l'chatchila. That's a deek of Rashi, says, "Achayim oimdem al gabon." That's the teretz of Rabbi Kivega and the Tvur Shar. And now the Gemara goes vaitam. Lamaisa in the Mishnah says that Achayr Shaita the Katan Neshechs Vachayim Reinais and Shtasik Sheira. So Gemara says, Man Tanad Leibinin Kavana Beshkita. Which Tana does it go like that you don't need Kavana? Because Achayr Shaita the Katan doesn't have a Kavana. Amirav Reb Nasani, the Tani Aisha Zir de Minchavraya, Zarek Sakal and Aitz of a Kais of Alcha Veshach, the Kadaka Reb Nasan Makshavacham Baislim. So if you throw a knife just to have it stick to the wall, and it ends up doing a kasher shechita, Rav Nasan knows it's kasher because you don't need kavani, no kavani to shecht at all. You're just going to throw the knife at the wall. And the chamol that's possible, who tani l'vamol halacha k'Rav Nasan. So we pass, you don't need kavani b'shechita. Now the ikar din of kavani b'shechita is a sugya later in Nafleim and Aleph. We'll see then, Beis Hashem. But the Rishaynim shtelzach on our sugya, Taisis and other Rishaynim, then here the Gemara is saying that this Achayr Shaita V'Katan is not considered to have Kavana, even though a Gadol is watching them. And there's a Gemara in Gittin, Dafka Bezim and Bez, that says, HaKol K'Sheim Lukta V'Saget, HaFilu Achayr Shaita V'Katan. Then the Gemara says, Kasha Labnei Deyaninu. That means that they can't write it L'Shma, because they don't have Kavana. And the Gemara says, Tomer Achayim Oim Demal Gabon. So it sounds about Achayim Oim Demal Gabon, Achayr Shaita V'Katan could have Kavana. So this here was saying by Shechita that our Mishnah holds you don't need Kavana, because Achayr Shaita V'Katan can have Kavana, even though it's Achayim Oim Demal Gabon. And the Gemara in Gittin says that Achayr Shaita V'Katan can write a get, even though Gemara Salah B'nei Denin, you need Lishma, they don't have Das to make a Lishma. And the Gemara says that Achayim Oim Demal Gabon work. So Taisus says that there's a chilut in Achayim Reinaisim Achayim Oimdem Al Gabon. If they're just watching, but they're not Oimdem Al Gabon, they're not supervising, so then they have no kavana. That's cool. That's Labnei Deininu. The case by the get of Achayim Oimdem Al Gabon means that they're being malama them to do Lishma. They're supervising. They're training them. They're making sure they're doing it Lishma. So normally Achayim Shaita V'Katan is no kavana, but if you're teaching him, a Gadol is teaching him, then he could have Kavana. And Mele Taiz wants to answer with this Akasha also about Chalitza. Chalitza also needs Kavana. In order to do Chalitza, when you have a Yavama, two brothers, one of them died, so the wife needs Chalitza. If the wife would take off the Yavama's shoes without any Kavana to be matir, that's not called a Chalitza. Chalitza is when you have Kavana for Chalitza. So the Gemara in Yavamas, in Mitzvah Chalitza, says that a Cheresh and a Chereshes can't do Chalitza because they can't do Kriya. And a Chalitza, you need a Kriya. They have to say, Mein Yevami L'Akim Achav Shem B'Yisrael. And he has to say, L'Chavasi L'Kachta. So they can't do Kriya, even though Kriya is not Akav, you need Royal Kriya. You need Royal Bila. And a Katan the Gemara talks about can't do Chalitza because it says Ish, M'Leach B'Se Ish, Ish K'Siv V'Parasha. So Shaila is, typically there's no Kavana. So again, the same teretz, because Bezdin is instructing the chalitza, there's always a Bezdin, a Rav, that's giving instructions to the chalitza, it's Eimer al-Gabav. So in that case, a cheirish and a katan can have kavana. Now, Taisus asks, by chalitza, that the sefer says a shaita can't do chalitza, because it can't do kavana. A shaita is royal lekriya, and a shaita, so a shaita can't do chalitza, because it doesn't have kavana. So why? How come by get it says a cheresh and a shait and a kat and a shait also could do ksivis a get? Because God Oymel Gabav could do a lishma. So how come by chalitza and a cheresh and kat and his mashma also would work? Because you might need other timing. The cheresh is not back to you. And a kat because it's missing ish. So what's the pshat that a shaita doesn't work by God Oymel Gabav? So Taiz makes a chilik. By a get, he's writing the get. He's writing that Pliny wants him to garish his wife Plinus. So there's a chacha that he's doing it lishma. But even so, without Gadol Eimel Gabav, even by Cheirish and Katan it won't work. But with Gadol Eimel Gabav, then even by Shaita would work. By Sheinke, by Chalitza, there's no chacha. All it's doing is that she's taking off his shoe. There's no chacha in the Maisa. So there, with Gadol Eimel Gabav, a cheresh and a katan would work, even though there's no echacha in the maisa, and that's why the Gemara had to have another time. The cheresh is because he's not really lekriya, and katan because he's missing the word ish. But shaita, when there's no echacha in the maisa, even gadol oymel al gabav doesn't work. So the different dargis. Without gadol oymel al gabav, even gadol roya isay, without gadol oymel al gabav, that can't create any kavana. And that's our case here by shkita, that there's no kavana, because just a cheresh roya isay is not gadol oymel al gabav. When you have Gadol Eimel al Gabav, when the Maisa is Mechiach like by Getz, even Shaita could have Kavana by Gadol Eimel al Gabav, and Kolshkin Cheirish and Katan. By Sheng, when the Maisa is not Mechiach like by Chalitza, Shaita can't have Kavana even by Gadol Eimel al Gabav, but Cheirish and Katan could, and that's why the Gemara had to have a different time, the Cheirish is not Reil Lekriya and Katan because you're missing Ish. That's Taisus Teretz. Now, the Rajma, at first he says a more Abashita Teretz, it's not. Taisus is asking that it should be kavana because of the Gadol Eimel al Gabav, but the Mishnah's mashma, even when it's not a Gadol Eimel Gabav, the reason why it's possible is because Shem Yikalko Shkitasam. It's mashma that other, if we would know, if Eliyahu and Avi would come and tell you the Shkita was good, then it would be kosher. So that's a raya, even by not Gadol Eimel al Gabav, it would work. It's a raya, they don't need kavana by Shkita. But then the Rajba says a very lomdish teretz from his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina says that Gadol Eimel al Gabav only works when Shlichus would work. If Shlichus would work, then the Gadol Eimel al Gabav would work midin Shlichus. But if Shlichus won't work, then Gadol Eimel al Gabav won't work. So Meli says, like, Sivis Aget, that's a Shlichus. Sivis Aget's a Shlichus. So Eimel al Gabav works. Now, Shekin Shkita is not a Shlichus. It's not Shaykh to be a Shliach for Shkita, because it's not Tully in the Baal. It's not Tully in anyone in particular. It's just Tully in the Sheikhet. Even if someone makes you a Shliach to Sheikh this behemoth for him, it doesn't pass Shlichus. It's not, the site of Kavana by Shkita has nothing to do with anyone other than the Sheikhet. So, there is no Shlichus here. So, Mela, the Katan can't have Kavana. It won't work. So, Mela says Chalitza is also that way. Chalitza, there's no Shlichus by Chalitza. Chalitza is the Chalitza and the Chalitza. There is no Shlichus by Chalitza. So that's how he explains why Shaita doesn't work Gadol Eimel al Gabav, because there's no Shlichus. So you have Shreya the other way. That Taiz Medayik, that Cheresh and Chereshes, doesn't help Gadol Eimel al Gabav, because why did the Gemara say a different time? Because not really Lekriya. And Katan, I mean, would help Gadol Eimel al Gabav, because why did the Gemara say a different time? Because it's not an ish. So you see that helps Gadol Eimel al Gabav for Cheresh, Chereshes, and Katan. So Benyamin says no. You see, it doesn't help by Shaita, it means it doesn't help, period. That the Gemara gives a time of Eina by Kriya, because the Gemara want to include that even if they're able to hear, but they just can't talk, that also won't work. If they're able to hear, they just can't talk, so then they are a Baradas, but it won't work, it's Eina by Kriya. And Katan, he says like this. He says that the Gemara says Katan is not a Bar Kavana, it's not all Katanim. You have a Katan that's already Gil, Eina Saputis, he's already 9 or 10 years old, and he appears to us like a smart kid. Avada is that cotton good have kavana. So Mamela, We use the drasha of Ish to tell you that no katan works, because even with kavana it doesn't work. It's exactly the cause of Ish. But you see, Rabbi Yonah has a yisaidistik difference to Gadolim Lagabov and Taisus. Taisus holds yisaid of Gadolim Lagabov means that the Gadol is teaching him to have kavana. That's why Taisus makes a chiluk to Gadolim Lagabov and Achaim Reinaisam. And that's why Taisus can make a chiluk that between Shaita and Chayrish and Katan, that Shaita, he can't learn, even if it's a Gadolim Gabov, Mashayin and Chayrish and Katan. And that's why he says, but that Chiluk only applies to Chalitza, where it's not Mukhachis Matech Maisav. Mashayin, if the Shaita is managing to write a get with all the names and everything, said Akapanim, with Gadolim Gabov, the Kavana would work. All because Taisus holds that by Gadolim Gabov, the Yisait isn't that the Gadol's Kavana works. The Yisait is that he teaches the Katan or the Chayrish and the Shaita to have Kavana. Mashayin Ben Yain has a whole different Mahalach. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that Gadol Oymen al Gabov means that the Gadol's Kavan is being piled. So Meli can't be Mechal between Chayrish and Shaita and Katan. It's the Gadol's Kavan. It's nothing new with the person. You can't be Mechal to Maisa Mechir Chonat. So Meli says, but how could the Gadol's Kavan work? Dafka when the Shlichas. It works within Shlichas. If there's no Shlichas, then the Gadol is nothing. So by Chalitza, and by Shechita, the Gadol is not doing anything. It's not, the Gadol is irrelevant. What's the Gadol's Kavana going to help? It's all Tali and the Kavana of the one doing the Maisa, and the one doing the Maisa can't have Kavana. Mashenga Maget is a part of Shlichas. So we have to understand a little better. What's this you say by Shlichas by Get? Then this is from Naftali, in Gittin, and Afchav Gimel, and the Imre Maisha, and Simon and Chesef Katan Beis, they're both Mechav and Mamash L'davar Echad. They said, what does it mean, Shlichas? Adarab, if you need a Shlich to write a get, anyway, a Chayr Shait of a Katan is live by Shlichas Ninu. Then I can't be a Shlich. So how is it Shai Shlichas B'chal? A Chayr Shait of a Katan can't be a Shlich. And a lot of other kashas. It seems like there's a Mechalik Zishenim if you need Shlichas by get. Taisa says, you don't need Shlichas by get, because of a Seifikai. But other Zishenim seem to say, you need Shlichas by get. But it's a pelam. Well, that tesis kasher at Oyvizai. Why are we saying that Chayr Shaitav can't work by Gadol Oymel Agabav than Abnei Shlichas? But also, the Gemara brings a Raya in Zvachim that you don't say Stom is Lishma by Get, because you see, when they write it Lislamed, or when you write it without Tzivi HaBal, it doesn't work. Why? Mechit tesis because of Lishma. Maybe without Tzivi HaBal it doesn't work, because you need Shlichas. The Baal has to write it, or a shliach, and you don't have shlichus. All over, the Gemara says that when the Baal doesn't tell you to write the get, or when it gets written l'slamed, it's just written for practice, the problem is l'shma. Why isn't the problem that the Baal didn't write it? Because it's not a shliach that wrote it. So they say the pshat is no one holds you really need shlichus. The shlichus is only because of l'shma. But the pshat is that if you hold you don't need shlichus, that means that the sefer makes it l'shma. You need Tzivi HaBal for whatever reason. Without Tzivi HaBal, it can't be Lishma. But the Sefer makes Lishma. If you hold, you need Shlichas, the Pshat is the Baal's making Lishma. The Shlichas is on the Lishma. The Shlichas is not on the Ksiva. The Shlichas is on the Lishma. So Mamela, since the Yisayda Dover is, it's not the Yisayda Maisa that's making Lishma. It's Bemis and the Baal making it Lishma. The Yisayda Maisa is making Lishma, but Shlichas the Baal. So Oy Bezoy, by Gadol Oymen Al Gabov, since he's doing it al das the gadol, it's the gadol that's in charge of the maisa, and he could do it al shlichus, so his kavana can make it lishma, even though the kaisav aget is not writing lishma, but he's writing it al das the gadol, and the gadol's being mechashav lishma, so the gadol's kavana helps to make it lishma. So that's only by get, where the lishma is an inyan of shlichus. So maybe someone else could do it, as long as you're doing it al yaday. If it's a dait de nafsheka of it, if you have, let's say, a goy, which is a dait nafsheka of it, you're not doing it al yodai, so then he has no shaykhis. But if you're doing it al yodai, it's gadol oymel agabav, that much a chayr shayt v'katan can do, they're doing it al das, the gadol. They don't have kavana, fine, but the gadol's kavana works. Mashayge and shchita, and according to Ben Yaino, also chalitza, has no shaykhis to the gadol. It's not a vart of shlichus. It's a din, the mice itself has to be with this kavana. Only the isa maisa could do that kavana. You can't have a gadol oymen that's being oymen al gabav doing that kavana. His kavana is lemalav oymayrin. by get be'etzem, you need a baal to make lishma. Now that's the din ha'teira that lishma could be done a'idei shlichas. So a'ivazai, you don't need the kaisif to think lishma. If he's doing it, I'll ask the gadol, and the gadol's thinking lishma is also good. But that's because it's working out shlichas. So the shlichas is being piled to lishma. But get and chalitza and shchita, it doesn't pass shlichas. It's all the Isa Maisa. The Isa Maisa, Cheshev, the Khan, it can't work. So those are the two Mahalchim. The Isa Mahalch is that Gadol Eimel Agabav is being mazim to do Lishma. And male, that's the Chilik, and Chayim Reyin Isam is not telling him to do Lishma. So that's why it doesn't work by Cheshev, the Khan, if you're holding me Kavana by Shchita. Dafka Gadol Eimel Agabav. And that's why by Chalitza also, a Cheyish in the Khatan, there's no Chsarin of Kavana because Gadol Eimel Agabav. That's why the Gemara had to say a different time that the Cheyrish is because it was not about Kri and the Khan because it's not an Ish. And by Get it works because the Gadol is being Eimel Agabav and that works for a Cheyrish Shaita and Katan because he's being Mazir. But Chalitza doesn't work for Shaita. Shaita has less Das than a Cheyrish and a Katan. And Mamela, when it's Maisim Mechiach Mitaicha by Get, then it works. Now Shaita, when it's not Maisim Mechiach, then by Shaita it doesn't work even if you tell him to do Lishma. So according to Beni Yehina, there's no shaykhis. The God of Eimim Gavav doesn't work because he's telling the Katan Chayyishad Khan do Lishma. He can't tell the Chayyishad Khan do Lishma. The reason why God of Eimim Gavav works is because the God is being Mechash of Lishma. So his Kavana makes a Lishma. But that works if there's an Inyan of Shlichus. But like the Granat and the Mersh explaining, not the Pshat, the Ksiv is B'Shlichus. Because they can't be a Shliach. So the Ksiv is being done only by the Chayyishad of the Katan. But the Lishma is with Shlichus. So as long as the Get was Nichtav, I'll dash the Gadol, and the Gadol is a Shlich and about to make Lishma, the Gadol's Kavana can make Lishma. It goes around in the Shlichus. Now Sheikh and Shchita, and even Chalitza, where there is no Shlichus, so Mela, Gadol Eimagav won't help Bechlal, that's Rebbeinu Yehuda's Pshat.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.